Video, police, Georgia drug bust yields enough fentanyl to kill 60,000 people. By Amy Furr on August 15, 2024. Police reported that a traffic stop in Roswell, Georgia, yielded 120 grams of fentanyl, which is enough to kill 60,000 people. Detectives with the Roswell Police Department's Crime Suppression Unit on Monday said they saw a car leaving a hotel where drug activity is known to occur, Fox 5 reported Tuesday. When the officers pulled the car over for an alleged traffic violation, they said they made a major drug bust. Seized over 120 grams of fentanyl inside of that vehicle, and that is now 120 grams of fentanyl that will no longer contribute to overdoses and deaths in our community or any other, Roswell Police Officer Tim Lupo explained. An image shows some of the drugs in bags. The suspects were identified as Evan Buck and Marco Jaramillo and are being held at the Fulton County Jail. They have been charged with trafficking in illegal drugs. Per the Fox article, the men initially alleged to officers that they had no idea how the drugs got into the vehicle. According to the DEA, 2 milligrams of fentanyl can be deadly. However, 120 grams would be enough to kill around 60,000 people. That's more than half the population of Roswell, the outlet said. In 2022, Breitbart News reported that more than 100,000 Americans were dying from drug overdoses and poisonings each year, and many of those tragedies were linked to fentanyl. Approximately 30.3 tons of fentanyl have crossed the nation's southern border since President Joe Biden took office, the Republican National Committee, RNC, said in June. That amount of fentanyl is enough to take the lives of about 13.8 billion people, the RNC's press release said, citing a United States Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, webpage about the drug, the article stated. Lupo, who is aware of the massive rise in fentanyl overdoses across the nation, told Atlanta News First, "It really is a community-wide issue that we hear from a lot of people about."